By now, shutdown planning should be underway at your agency. If a shutdown happens, the economic repercussions will be widespread. The private sector will probably feel the biggest impact. Jeff Neal is Senior Vice President at ICF International, former Chief Human Capital Officer at the Homeland Security Department, and host of the ChiefHRO.com blog. And Jeff, you're writing and sharing with FederalNewsRadio.com about what will happen if there's a shutdown. You would be one of the last people on earth that I would expect to be reminded of Ronald Reagan when you write about the shutdown, my friend. It's great to talk to you as always.
I was reminded of that line in a debate when President Reagan looked over at, I think it was at Mondale, and said, "There you go again." And that's what I think of when I think about the shutdown. There you go again. We already know what happens with a shutdown. What happens with a shutdown is we throw away massive amounts of money, and the government money that we're throwing away is borrowed money. So we're borrowing money to throw it away. We have a huge impact on the economy, affect a lot of innocent people, and in the end, the Republicans look like idiots for having done it, and so they don't get anything out of it. But there they go again.
It's really amazing. It's Groundhog Day, or all of the analogies that you want to come up with. But I'm struck this time around at how many people, not just the administration and not just Democrats, just people who are observers and watching this going, if this doesn't happen, there's an awful lot of wasted time and money. And that's the point that you're getting at here. And I wonder if you know of a reason why, other than the obvious that it's true, why there's so much focus this time around on all of these negative outcomes that aren't political, that aren't ideological, that are really focused on practicality.
I think it's because people have been through this and they realize that they will all survive. And the federal workers are going to get paid. They won't get paid during a shutdown, but they'll get paid. And it's just kind of disgusting to people. You get to a level of disgust where you on things sometimes where you just have to shake your head when you see people doing something stupid. And it's just really bothering people a lot more this time that it's just a stupid thing to do. And then there are people, and I wrote about those folks, there are a lot of people who are going to get hurt who don't get made whole. When a small business that's a federal contractor lays off its workforce because it's been told to stop working, and they'll lay off their workforce probably on day one if they're small businesses, they won't get made whole. They won't get any money back to pay their employees. And so those employees lose pay, those companies lose revenue. And we know what happened the last time. There were a number of small contractors that went out of business because of the shutdown. So, we talk in this country a lot about small business and how small business built America, and then we go and shut down the government for a political stunt and put those small businesses out of business. And then we lose that revenue. Those employees lose their jobs. And then there are other people that get affected that most people don't even notice. But if you walk around in the restaurants where you eat and look at how many people you see there who are federal employees or federal contractors, those businesses like the restaurants, they're going to lose a huge amount of business during a shutdown. And what they'll do is they'll just send their employees home. So those employees aren't going to get paid. So you end up with a business owner losing revenue, and you end up with that business's employees losing pay. None of them get anything back for that. All they do is get screwed.
We've talked to
this spreads the pain around a lot.
There are a number of folks that my colleague Tom Temin and I have talked to who are in line for Government Contractor of the Year awards, either for their businesses or as leaders themselves. And each of them that we've talked about the shutdown with have said pretty much the same thing, and they've been very diplomatic about it, obviously, because you don't want to antagonize your best customer. But each of them who have addressed the issue have said we're going to have to make very careful, very difficult decisions in the coming weeks if this does happen next Wednesday, as we expect it to happen. And these are not just small businesses. I mean, the companies that Tom and I have talked to so far are in the up to $75 million in revenue categories. And so these are folks that have significant revenue streams. They're not working hand to mouth, but they still are sitting there thinking, what do we do exactly? And they don't know what their businesses will be doing a week from today.
Even the large multi-billion dollar publicly traded companies are going to have a real impact from this, because they're going to be told in a lot of cases to stop work. And they have shareholders that they're accountable to, and what they'll do is they will see how much of the pain they can absorb, and they'll try to absorb a little of it so they don't have such a big impact on their workforce. And then once they hit that limit, you know, of what kind of pain they can take, then they're going to start having to pass it on to the employees, and that means they're going to have to lay off people, at least temporarily, so they aren't hemorrhaging money during a shutdown. You know, if you have to pay your entire workforce, pay all their benefits and salary, when your revenue goes down to zero, you can't do that very long before you're tapped out. It's just simple economics. And the bigger companies can take it for a little while. The small companies can't take it at all. And when they're told to stop work, they send people home. And it's just simple economic facts, and it's going to happen. But we don't hear quite as much about that. I know even last time the shutdown happened in 2013, I was doing what most people were doing, focusing a lot on the impact on the federal workforce. And it is a significant impact, and it's a lot of stress for them. But this time I started looking at the private sector and the people who were directly affected because they lost contracts, and the people who were indirectly affected because their businesses have federal employees and contractors as customers. And when you start looking at those, it magnifies the economic impact enormously. You know, we said last time that the economic impact of the 2013 shutdown was about $24 billion. Only about 10% of that was federal salaries and benefits. The rest of it was all the other effects of a shutdown on government programs, on grantees who were delayed in getting money, on folks who didn't have government money that they needed to operate, and then all of these businesses that rely on the government as their contract, as their company, that are not federal contractors, like the restaurants and things in the areas where federal employees work. All of those things are what added up to the $24 billion the last time.
There's a bunch of things on the list in your piece. It's titled Shutdown Redux, Borrowed Money to Burn. Jeff Neal is the host of the ChiefHRO.com blog. He's Senior Vice President of ICF International. And we have a link to his post at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. But there are a couple of these that are, for the most part, independent of government that I found the most striking. 2 million liters of U.S. Alcohol and spirits sitting on docks couldn't be shipped because ATF, Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau, unable to issue export certificates. I mean, that's the law, that those certificates have to be there, and if the government's closed, that stuff doesn't happen. Those are the kinds of things that I think, Jeff, we just have about a minute left, were borne out in polls after the shutdown, where the general population was overwhelmingly opposed to it and didn't like it. I think those are the kinds of things that turn people's opinion. Is that why you wanted to point them out this time?
Well, you know, at a time when people could most use a drink, we have all those cases of liquor sitting on the dock. And so nothing gets people more angry than taking away their booze.
Yeah, that's right.
What happens is people realize then the impact of a shutdown isn't just that a bunch of federal employees don't get paid for a little while. Mm-hmm. They started seeing that our government does have a very pervasive effect on the economy, and that when you shut it down, it starts to shut down the economy. The longer it goes, the more things like that happen. We're lucky the last shutdown wasn't terribly long. If it had gone another week or two, we would have seen
these things magnifying and really growing exponentially.
Well, I'm still trying to stay optimistic. I'm still at my 25% probability point that I was at last week. So we'll keep.
I'm at 60-40.
Oh, geez. You're a pessimist, my friend. I'm sorry to hear that. Thanks for being on, as always. It's great to talk to you.
Delighted.